from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We go now to the Trocare College live line. We're speaking with Kevin Eberle, who's a safety consultant with Evolve Technology, former Buffalo School principal, joining us on the line right now. Kevin, thanks for joining us and kind of answering some questions about this technology that's in use at McKinley High School. From what we heard from Buffalo Police yesterday, there's a weapons detection system, but not a metal detector. Can you help us understand exactly what is being used?
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me, Susan, Brian. I've been fortunate to be with the Buffalo Schools for the last 20 years. I've been retired the last couple of years working with weapons detection companies and presently with OmniAlert, which is a gun detect company along with Evolve. And the Evolve system, as the commissioner noted yesterday, is a weapons detection system versus a metal detector. Metal detection has been around for 100 years, and a lot of the things that are going on that we found out, and I went through this as a principal, seeing really the inequities of students coming in, depending on who the student was, especially on the east side and the west side of Buffalo, of who would be screened and who wouldn't be screened with wanding with metal detection. And it really was sort of inequitable. And what happened a few years ago, some companies came in using the artificial intelligence that is out there now and is getting more advanced as we speak, came up with different units that have a notation for weapons. And the idea of it, I actually liked the idea of it because it actually eliminated that inequities of students were sort of screened happenstance. And with the weapons piece, we're strictly looking at incidents of mass casualties. There's more sharp items and knives and all different sharp objects within the schools themselves as you walk in the morning than it would be to look at someone carrying a knife in. Unfortunately, that's what the narrative comes out to be. You know, someone, how did a knife get in the school? Well, there's more knives and natural knives and different things in the schools. So McKinley is an actual vocational school with different shops all through the building that have more sharp knives if someone really wanted to get hurt and use one of those items. So the companies that are out there now are really looking at, unfortunately, in our day and age of the mass casualties. So we're looking at bombs and guns because you could come in and look at a Glock or a revolver and they could have a lot of damage with a lot of casualties with firearms. So that's what the difference is between that and the metal detectors.
Okay. I'm wondering, why not have both? And then knives would be picked up, right? Why not walk through one system and then the other?
Well, the system, it does pick up knives. It does pick up the bigger hunting knives and the larger knives. There are different, it's a misnomer that it's not just a metal detector. It is coming in. The AI is getting more advanced as we go. But again, the difference of weighing out the idea of fortifying schools because it's a dangerous school or anything, I just disagree with it. I think between the teaching staff, the teachers, the support of the teachers within the school districts across the country, and I travel all over the country. I did for Evolve, and now I'm going to be doing it for OmniAlert, basically seeing all the different plans that are in place, that it's the human element that actually is the piece that actually helps. The idea that you're going to catch everything because you have something in place, I think, is a falsehood, that you're thinking you put something in place, it's going to be 100%. There, I looked at it much more of the social emotional piece of it, where students are coming in not feeling like they're getting ready for math class in the first period, and you basically have to be scanned and wanded, and thinking that you're going into a prison. So we eliminated a lot of the social emotional piece of it. I mean, as you see, the superintendent was talking about that one of the biggest elements right now is the social emotional. We're going to have the teams come out to the schools. As a principal, that's one of the first things that we looked at. What is the well-being of the teachers? What is the well-being of the students? And what are we there for? It's for learning. And we have to get back to the learning element and not just look at it like we're just going to fortify these schools thinking we're going to catch everything.
So, but just to be clear, is it, are these smaller knives not caught? Is that a choice that's being made? Could they be caught with a metal detector or a different weapon system? Have they been caught before? Or can they just not be caught? Is it impossible?
Yeah, that's the best statement heard right here as far as understanding what metal detection does. It doesn't pick up all the metal detectors. I'm consulting with a company in Glabs that actually installed the Evolve systems within the Buffalo schools, and we talked about it, and Bill Nabb is out there talking about the TSA elements alone. If people knew how many things get through the TSA at airports every day, people would be hesitant to fly if they're really cautious about it. Not everything is in there. As I say, the metal detection systems are 100 years old, and you're not going to catch everything anyways. So looking at it as from an administrator's perspective, I was a principal for almost 25 years and aspired up to the COO of the Buffalo Schools in charge of security. And we looked at it, and it was much more important to look at the well-being, the mental state of the teachers, you know, trying to reduce the anxiety, the fear, and the depression by having some type of elements that we can sort of reduce the odds of something coming in. And again, it was more for the elements of mass casualties versus the one-offs that could be a fight. A student that's going to come in and have a fight, they're going to have a fight. There isn't a principal or a teacher in this country that's going to stop a fight if they had some determining factor from the night before, something happened out on the street. In this incident that happened in McKinley, you could actually see that there was an incident over the summer, but this is just an actual repetitive element between the students. That's very difficult to stop on a day-to-day basis. It's a very complex element of running a school, actually teaching in a classroom, and actually keeping everybody safe on a day-to-day basis. And it's very, very complex. And that's why it's a multi-layered approach that we talk about. It has to be collaborative, has to be well-planned, you know, and continuous training. And I think that's the piece that is missed a lot of times, because we go from incident to incident thinking that we just are going to just, you know, solve all the problems of the world. It's just not going to happen that way, especially with the mental state and mental health that's going on within the schools across this country that I've seen many times over. And I've seen some great plans and I've seen some poor ones. And it really comes down to leadership, and it comes down to what the leaders are putting in place to actually continuously look at professional development and training on how we actually support our students and teachers.
You know, Kevin, you're mentioning the whole approach, right? It's not just a metal detector. It's not just one system, but it's a whole lot of things that contribute to school safety. In this incident that we had yesterday, police arrested a 15-year-old. They also took into custody another 15-year-old. The other student, also all three of these students, were involved in a stabbing incident in downtown Buffalo in July. Is part of what you're talking about just simply these same students being allowed in a normal school setting together just a few months later?
That's such an incredible statement. Brian, that's exactly the complexities of schools across the country. I mean, you know, you have, as I said, it's a daunting task for a superintendent and teachers and administrators to run a school district. There's 32,000 students in the city of Buffalo. To go and try to gerrymander different people around to different schools, I mean, we have 16 high schools, 17 high schools. There's 60 buildings in the district. And to actually think that you're going to schedule all of this off and figure that all out on the fly of different things that are happening is almost impossible. So that's why I keep on saying, and I've said as a principal, my number one priority as a principal and the chief operating officer was absolutely support and transparency. Support the teachers, they will support the students. Today is a horrendous day, the day after an incident, when you have students coming in there thinking, what's going to happen today? Retaliations, all the different things that we thought about. Those are the things you have to be on guard with that. That's just part of the reality of schools across the country. It's not Buffalo. It's not the suburbs. You can look at all different school districts, and there's 90, almost 100 school districts in Western New York, from Wilson to Jamestown. There's bullying going on. There are all different things that are going on that basically make it for a very difficult day for principals and teachers. What we do is we bring everybody together, again, in a collaborative way, we continuously keep on training and keep on looking at it as what can we do for those students? What can we do for that, those teachers on a daily basis, not just wait from the next incident? And that's unfortunately what happens in this country. Unfortunately, the things happen from incident to incident. Everybody gets complacent. You know, I met a woman, my wife and I met a woman 10 years ago that climbed Mount Everest. She was saying, you know, climbing Mount Everest is really, you know, there's fear on the mountain. Complacency is what kills the mountaineer. It's complacency that happens in school districts because of things that don't happen. So this is, you know, again, this is another news piece that comes in McKinley. McKinley's been in the news the last couple of years. But unfortunately, it's not really, it's sort of overshadowed to what the real issues are. I said the social emotional pieces of it, you know, the family structure, a lot of the different things we can get into debate about a lot of the things. But it really is about supporting each other, teachers supporting each other, administrators being the top leaders to support the teachers. And then we all are there to have the students learn at a higher level. And that's really the key. So really, that's why I go back to the multi-layer piece of approach where everybody has to be involved. Trauma-informed care, restorative practices. You know, I set up a school at Grover years ago where we had a College Board school that we literally set up advisory periods where every teacher was assigned so many students of the school, and you'd have advisories once a week just to have discussions of just day-to-day life away from the actual classroom. Those are the different approaches and many, many different levels that we can get into the social-emotional factors that are critical to really change the culture and the fabric of schools.
All right. Hey, Kevin, great talking with you. Thank you for the insight.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.